Okay, we're recording. How about that?
Wonderful.
Happy Wednesday morning in beautiful Long Beach, California.
I love it.
At my friend Barb's podcasting today. If you hear dogs barking, it's her dogs. Hopefully they'll kind of be kind of quiet. And I'm also trying to do it today on both my laptop and my phone. Because you know we're going to Beirut, Lebanon. Hello, that's why you people are paying attention. So I want to see if I can avoid taking my laptop and just be able to pull this all off with my phone. So that's where we are. So Gina's here. We haven't seen one another since our last podcast.
Yeah, what has it been, like a week?
A week, I know.
Time flies. Time flies when you're unemployed, right? It's great.
Tell me. Well, I'm not unemployed, but yeah, time just flies. I don't know where it goes.
I know.
When I think about it, I get exhausted.
So I try
not to think about it.
You know, I'm exhausted today, Larry. Are you going to ask me why?
Well, I think we're both exhausting to a lot of people. But, you know, that's a whole other story. So you're exhausted. Gina, why would you be exhausted today?
I'm so glad you asked, Larry. So
well, you know.
So I'm back with online dating.
Yes.
Because God knows I need more writing material.
Yeah.
And I booked a stand-up, right? So next Saturday, or no, August 2nd, I'll be performing in Hollywood. It's at a venue in L.A. called the Bar Lubitsch, but they have something called Sex Talks.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of industry women, they get up and they just basically talk shit about shitty dates. And God knows I have been on so many of those.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I kind of have like this whole thing that little shtick I've got that I've written up, you know, sort of about this. Being what it's like to be turning 30 and sort of like the proverbial phoenix rising from the ashes of my vagina. And now I'm going to not be dating any more assholes. That's
wow.
The goal.
Okay. Well, but I'm glad you said goal.
Goal.
Because to say you're not going to be dating any more assholes.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Right.
So not that I don't trust you. Not that I don't, you know, what? Think that's something that you, of which you are capable. But I like that you have it set as a goal, not as a, you know.
Okay, so Larry, here's the thing. It's like, I don't go into this thinking, oh, find me an asshole. I never do that. They just come to me. You know, it's like if you've seen the movie Ace Ventura where he's like, come to me, jungle friends. And then all these animals come out from all over his apartment, like penguins are coming out of the refrigerator. That's how I am with assholes. Yep. They just sort of flock to me. And in my early 20s, it was sad. In my now 30
in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's not so sad. It's funny. I think it's funny. So let me explain what happened last night. Oh, wait, let me rewind. Why? Okay. So why I'm on the...
Oh, something shiny.
Uh-oh. Okay, so why I'm on the online dating site is because I was on OkCupid for a while. And then one of my neighbors, she was on OkCupid, and the other night she's been out of town for traveling, and so she comes upstairs because we all sit at the top of, you know, on my rooftop, and there's a fire pit there, and we have girl talk with all my girl neighbors. And she goes, oh my God, Gina, you'll never guess who I matched with on OkCupid a week ago. It is he who shall not be named. He sent her a message. And he's like, fancy seeing you on here. And she's like, I'm so sorry, because he didn't look like his photos. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't think I've met you before. And he goes, well, you definitely have met me. And as long as you, as long as Gina doesn't try to kill us, and we don't have to spend evenings drinking wine up on the balcony with the rest of the girls at the castle, I'd be happy to go out with you or some shit like that. I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, stop hanging out with my friends, you know? Like, stop trying to bang my neighbors.
Yeah, like...
While you have a girlfriend, by the way.
Right, like, you haven't told all of them exactly what kind of a human being he happens to be.
Right.
Like, what does he think you're all sitting up on the rooftop drinking wine talking about?
I know. I hear a bus coming.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, duh. Well, so I just think, like...
Oh, isn't he? And he is, like, one of the most eligible bachelors in town, right?
I mean, according to who the fuck cares. Anyway. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm going back on OkCupid. Not because... I was like, maybe I can find him. But then also, I was, like, kind of intrigued because I have, like, 70 messages that I unchecked.
Yeah.
Which are all shit, anyway. Except, so my friend was at a bar in Seal Beach the other night. Not that, but she meets this guy and she goes, oh my goodness, I have the perfect girl for you. So remember I showed you his photo online?
Yes.
So,
wait, this one.
Yeah.
This one. Okay. Oh, I'm ready now.
Okay, I'm ready now. So we ended up matching on OkCupid. So you can be like an 80% match, like, and then, you know, a zero enemy. We are 20% enemy. That came out last night. So I had a meeting actually with a girlfriend of mine last night, and then I came back and he picked me up and we went to Hennessy's in Seal Beach. Let me just say he is very conservative.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I hadn't figured that out from reading the profile.
I think we got into an argument about abortion within the first 15 minutes of our date. A full-blown argument to the point where I almost called an Uber. And, like, it was, I mean, we were yelling at the bar. And then it sort of reminded me of having, like, a conversation with my dad, you know? So then I was like, I had to win. And so this just kind of, like, went on and on. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to get an Uber right now. Let's just go grab a drink somewhere else. Because that's usually how I end arguments with my father. So we did that. Anyway, I brought the Republican home. We had sex, and he came in my eye.
Oh!
If you're going to fuck a Republican, he's obviously going to come in your eye. So if it looks like I have pink eye today, that's why.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
My Lord. Did I not say that? You show me this profile, I start reading, he's very handsome, I start reading his profile, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
This is kind of scary.
But you know what, Larry?
Not the Republicans are scary, but I mean, it just, you know, I just thought, okay, oh look, Gina's going to date her father. Yes! Yes! I didn't say it at the time because I was like, you know, let her figure this out on her own.
Well, I think
The girl has a goal to start dating better men.
Well, I think what I could do is set them up on a Skype date. Yeah. And then they can
There you go.
Yeah. But he's a good cook.
I think maybe you should start all your dates with a Skype date.
No, I want him to Skype date my dad.
I think you should Skype date men that you meet on OkCupid or wherever you go. Start by Skyping. That could be a whole different angle.
Oh. God, that's a bit.
Because then you could maybe meet them in person and see if they're gonna something different from the neck down.
Well, I mean, we were yelling so much. Look, I peeled all my nail polish off. That's how stressed out I was at the date.
Oh, see. So what does this tell you about that goal you have not finding assholes?
So the thing is, you know, I think what's going to happen is he's geographically desirable. He's not bad in bed at all. And he's a good cook. So I feel like that it's just... You know, it's something to do.
Something to do, yeah.
Other than my job, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm running around all day trying to do all this stuff. You know, the pop-up restaurant thinks it's going really well. I met a random guy last night while I was at this other meeting and invited him. He's a great guy. Not straight. He plays for your team.
Oh, all right.
But he's very sweet. So he's coming to dinner. You'll meet him.
Good.
So I'm just... really good at meeting people, not necessarily people to date, you know?
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here. I'm great at meeting people all over the world, good at meeting people. But yeah, people to date, I don't know. I think there's just this cloud that hangs over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this cloud that hangs there.
Yeah.
That just, you know, kind of, I try to be really, really open. I'm really open to people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
People. I love people. I love their stories. I love the interaction. You know, I love all of that. I love talking about food with people. You know, these are all these things I meet somebody, I'm like, let's fucking talk.
Yes.
Like, let's
and as long as they can hold a conversation, that's a, you know, a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what happens with Team Republican.
Here. Team Republican.
Team America.
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 Team America.
America.
America. Oh, my goodness. Well, I, you know, whatever. When I was reading his profile, I'm like, okay, Gina, are you reading this? Are you paying attention to this? And I'm like, it's her father.
Well.
I like Papa Roosh and everything. I'm like, oh, my God, this is her father. She's going to get hooked on a guy, you know, who's like her father. Okay, maybe that's a good thing. That's what she's comfortable with. I don't know.
I told him I was going to podcast about him today. I also told him I'd probably blog about him. And I also said I'd probably be back there later this afternoon.
Oh, You know, and they say men think with their penis.
Oh, he said that. He's like, I've never met somebody like you. You are quite ridiculous.
You think with your vagina.
I do. I do. And not in the way that most women think with their vagina. You know? And not to say that I'm promiscuous.
You're picking the nail polish off again.
God, is that even, well, now I have to finish what I started. Or
at least you're not pacing.
Oh, the pacing. Oh, how I relaxed this morning. I had a nice I had a nice breakfast.
Well, that was so funny that when I was in Palm Springs, and you know, I do ground grinder and growler, you know, gay, you know, social, you know, meetup sites for entertainment purposes.
Sure.
Totally for entertainment purposes.
Right.
And if something else comes by way of it, then that's, you know, that's fine.
Sure.
And sometimes I've met some people who have chatted with me. I talk about the t-shirt business and what I'm doing. They're like, hey, you know, I've done, you know, this kind of stuff. And if you need any help, you know, I have met, you know, some people, and it's just, you know, there's one guy who's been chatting with me, and I just ordered some t-shirts, so it hasn't been an opportunity for me to, you know, sort of connect with them yet. But, you know, periodically you do run across someone who, you know, is chat-worthy.
Chat-worthy.
And so that was this guy the other, you know, on Saturday when I texted you Saturday evening. This guy had on Growler, you can open it up and you can go to viewers. So you can see who has looked at you but hasn't sent a message. So I happened to check this guy out, and he's just an average guy. That's his handle. So he's from Orange, California. He works with machinery parts. He's 45. He's restoring a 65 VW Ghia. He likes
Carmen Ghia.
He likes working in his house and yard, barbecuing,
sport events.
Sounds like a man.
Yeah.
Like a guy. Like, you know, a human being, you know.
I like it.
Big band favorite artists are Pink Floyd and the Beatles. He likes playing, you know, vinyl records. I'm like, okay,
sure.
This sounds like a real guy, you know. He's, you know, attractive, whatever. So I decide, you know, to say hello. Because he's, you know, he is the one who checked me out. So I'm like, well, whatever. So, you know, we chatted for a little while. He unlocked his photos, which was wonderful because his photos were, he was clothed.
Oh, wonderful.
A lot of guys on these sites.
Dick pics.
Asshole pics. Dick pics and asshole pics.
A juxtaposition of both.
Yes, thank you.
Photoshop.
It's like, oh, and like, so we chat and like, thank you for, you know, those regular photos. That's,
sure.
You know, what makes you an average guy? You seem like a decent guy.
Sure.
We introduce ourselves. We talked about his Carmen Ghia. When I moved to California close to 30 years ago, I drove out here in my 74 Super Beetle. I had a Volkswagen Fox. He had a Volkswagen Fox. So, you know, we're talking about cars and things. And he's just staying with some friends at their house in Palm Springs. Ultimately, it gets around to where we're, you know, going to try and meet for a drink later on Saturday.
Okay.
And he comes back to me like lunchtime-ish and says, you know, he's with his friends. The guys want to get a bite to eat. I'll let you know where we'll be if you want to hang out in a few. I say, a drink later is better. I just had lunch, and I'm heading out the door to snag some coffee house Wi-Fi
sure.
for some work-related stuff, and then I need to do some writing. And then later afternoon, I said, okay, and I'm ready for the adult beverages. I'm feeling a bit parched. He's like, okay, no problem. I said, around 5. He said, does that work? He said, okay, I'll text you at 5 and see where we're at.
Never heard from him.
Never heard from him. Never heard. And that, you know, then text message here. Then I text you, and I text you. I'm like, okay, so this guy, you know, what do I do? You go, fuck him. I don't know if you meant literally or figuratively.
Either one.
I was really going for either one, really.
Yeah.
It's like because.
At this point.
You know, wow, we had this great conversation. Meet for drinks.
Sure.
You know, I could have. Been having a conversation with you.
Sure.
I could have been having a conversation with a straight man.
Or with yourself. Yeah,
with myself. Or somebody I met sitting on an airplane.
Sure.
And we're going to be staying in the same city. Hey, meet you at 5 for a drink, okay?
Right.
Do this, that. And then you never hear from him. You're a little like, well, that's
fuck
kind
you.
Of a bust.
Yeah. Well,
you know, if you don't want to do it, just freaking
just
say you don't want to do it. Don't, you know, do that.
Yeah.
But then we did, you know, message later.
So what
And he
happened?
Didn't have a car. He was had driven out. He'd driven out with friends. And he would have, you know, oh, if I had my truck, I'd come over.
That is such bullshit. When Poppy, the unnamed one, goes out, he doesn't have a car sometimes, and he will find a fucking he will find a parrot to fly on the back of, or some sort of fictional dragon.
Yes, he will do what he has to do.
Yeah, he will
make it work.
He will get there.
He will make it work.
Plane, train, automobile.
And so I'd had a couple of cocktails, so I wasn't going to get in the car and drive to go pick him up.
No, because that's just
Then that's not, and then it's like, really? So that's, sad, because he sounded, it was really a nice little energy going there. And like I said, I can meet people on an airplane or in Europe or in Istanbul and have a nice little time to visit. Thank you so much. And it's...
Because here's the thing, Larry.
I find it fascinating.
You're not going to meet anybody online.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. You're competing with... And also, I feel like for like a site like Growler, people who just want to get laid are going to have like dick pics and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not really like that's... There's not a lot of choice meat in there. Well, there's choice meat.
There's choice,
But there's not a lot of like...
Some prime meat.
Yeah, the prime cuts are not in there. The dating material's not in there.
It fascinates me. Especially, like I said, this is where I find it humorous, and I find it very sociologically interesting.
Mm.
It's too, the people who's, nice guy, or stop by, say hi, open to everyone. And so I just test people.
Sure.
So I say hi or something, and a lot of times you hear nothing back. Rarely, and it's sort of a treat and a surprise. When, you said that, I happened to be scrolling by, saw, you just stop by and say hi, hope you're having, a really, good day today. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really going great. Okay, great. That's fine.
Okay, here's
but it's what so the people who say, hey, I'm a nice guy, just stop by and say hi, you say hi. And what's even the most crazy then is when I open the software back up, the app back up, and I don't have a message back from the person, like, several hours later. And then I go where I can check where I sent a message,
and
that person is gone. I've been blocked. It's like,
Wait,
you said you asked people to stop by and say hi. You're visiting. You're open to meeting people. I say, hey, hi, hope you're having a great day. And I go back, and there's no response from the person, and the person is gone, because what they've done now is they've blocked me for saying hello.
Okay, so here's the thing.
That's mostly why I'm on here, because I want to be abused. Because it gives me something to talk about, and I just find it so fascinating.
If I were you, I would not send messages. I would let them send messages to you. I never fucking send a message. You couldn't pay me to send a message. I won't.
Well, actually, like I said, I mostly do it just to see if people are who they say they are.
But somebody hiding from behind their computer is not who they say they are. That's why they're behind the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, my profile on OkCupid is super fucking vague. I mean, it's basically like, I live in a castle. I stayed on a goat farm in Ireland. I wish I was Anthony Bourdain. And fuck you. Essentially is what my profile says. But I read through some of these.
Mine on Growler is like, my heading is Carry On. If you open it up, all the text says is, check out my t-shirts at carryontees.com.
And you wonder why you're getting blocked. Because you're like a fucking infomercial coming in hot. For a mere $12.99 in shipping and handling, you too can
$17.50.
Have a tea
$17.50.
From me.
Yes.
And that's not what you're looking for. You're trying to tee off, Larry. You're not trying to sell teas on
me. Trying to sell fucking t-shirts.
Well.
Damn it.
Go on Etsy. You have about the same amount of luck dating on Growler that you would on Etsy.
I'm not trying to date. Like I said, I'm not trying to date. It's entertainment. OCD. I'm like always opening them up just to see. I'm like, oh my God.
My favorite thing though is I start to read through some of these profiles that are so fucking long-winded, and they're always like, I don't want drama. Oh, you don't. So you're on online dating sites trolling after 20-year-old girls, and you don't want drama.
Yeah.
Rut-row. Huh. And you're educated. The mind boggles.
Yeah.
I'll show you drama.
I know. It's hilarious. Hilarious.
I know.
I find it very fascinating.
Ah, the phoenix rising from the ashes. I can't wait for that stand-up.
Oh, it just popped in my head. So, the Republican.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Donald Trump?
No, we didn't. We didn't. We just, there was a lot of abortion talk, and I wanted to, like, pull my hair out, because he's, like, super anti, right?
Yeah.
But he's also, like, super Italian New Yorker,
yeah.
Right? Like, his family is, like, Italian restaurant. They're super
yeah.
fucking
and they're in the mafia.
Well, no. No, they're Catholic, so it's the same thing. You know. And, God, I'm a sucker for, you know, either Jewish lawyers or this Italian shit from back east. The only problem is he's a fucking Jets fan, which let's have a conversation about that. I'm a Patriots fan. Yeah. So when we watch football, we will not be able to watch football together. So really what this comes down to is just sex and food.
There you
which
go.
Italians do really well.
Yeah.
There I think go. That's just.
If you can keep it there.
I don't know.
If you can keep it there. If yeah. you can keep it there.
I'll keep it there.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. You know what? I'm going to reinstate the rotation.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to reinstate the rotation. Just because it's time to rotate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
It's hard to
you
find.
You and Poppy, the intangible one, have that. What they're supposed to have three, right?
Well, it was
in rotation?
Yeah, there's three minimum.
Three minimum in the rotation.
Correct.
The one who takes you to dinner.
Yeah.
The one who
pays my student loans.
Pays your student loans.
Is that it? Was that a thing? And then the one I sleep with.
And then the one you sleep with, yeah.
Oh, God, I feel like that's hard. Huh. Well, I don't know. I think there's just, well, more to come on the rotation. as I embark on this scientific endeavor. It's a social experiment,
it's
really.
It's like a great book.
It is.
It's going to make a really
great
book.
I was thinking about going up and staying with my parents for a week to write.
Oh, my God. Oh. Really?
Well, Pops wants to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
He called me, I told you. And he was
yeah,
like,
yeah, go up there and stay for a week.
And record the entire
yeah,
fucking
yeah, really.
Thing.
You just have to record it, really.
I'll just walk around with my phone on replay.
Yes.
You know?
There you go.
I did that last night, actually.
We're talking encyclopedia like information. There.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going to be writing for the rest of your life.
I know. Well, actually, so I did that.
It's funny.
It is fun. And so last
great.
Night.
I love Mom and Papa Roach.
In the Uber with the Republican. I was recording this conversation, which I haven't listened to it yet. I kind of want to listen to it. It's fucking funny. I know it is. I know it's funny because I'm funny.
Well, yeah, duh.
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 Should we play it? Should we play this shit? I don't know, audience. I think we should. Let me find voice memos. Let's see if I can. Let's. Are
How
we
long is it?
It's, what is it? It's like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Let's play it.
Hopefully it's loud enough.
Well, hold on a second, everyone. Oh, I've got it on.
Mute doesn't help you.
No, God, look at that one. That's a good recording. This rant, don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
oh, no. Okay. That's not it. Everyone relax.
Take a deep breath, everyone. Take a deep breath. Gina sees something shiny.
So,
and,
okay, so do we rock, paper, scissors, or do we fuck, or do we just go home? Camera time.
I don't know, just get naked and stand
in front of
each other. That's what I like the way you think, Cameron.
Do we get naked? You're in the military, so then it's like kind of. You're sort of methodical about the way you do things.
This is the Uber driver I'm talking to.
In essence, methodical.
I mean, I don't
calculated.
I don't
do a mathematical equation like
that.
I already ran a regression in my head.
Yeah.
You can hang a right here, like in your right lane. Don't
yeah.
hit that bicyclist, but
yeah.
if you want to, it's 10 points.
Oh, yeah. Man. I don't want to. Jeez.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Actually,
like
it would be 15 because it's a woman bicyclist.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Oh, she's
going to
walk
in.
Yeah. Oh, 25.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
30,
cut that for Dr.
Oh, so, well, this way.
Rambly bullshit.
Had you been drinking?
No.
Things have happened to me in my life. You know what? Don't stop being you. You're a great human being and we're on the same team. I appreciate it.
What the fuck was this?
So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go back.
No, okay, let's just end that now. Because I don't know what that was. In my, hey, that's like the same. That's like alcohol. Hey, you drink a little alcohol, you think you can dance?
Yeah.
You drink a little alcohol and you think you can record
hold a conversation.
Shit. Record shit in an Uber. In my mind,
hold a conversation that makes some sense.
No, that didn't make any sense
no,
at all.
No, it didn't. Yeah.
No. You
the,
might
I mean,
want to edit
that
out.
Well, the thing that I know, I'm going to leave it there. The thing I enjoyed the most is it appeared to me that you were having More of a conversation with the Uber driver than you were your date.
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out if I was going to go home or I was going to go back to the Republican's house.
Yeah.
And we were going to rock, paper, scissors for it.
Yeah.
You know, because at that, when you're 30, you make educated decisions.
Yes.
You know, so you rock, paper, scissors. Because if I win, I go home.
Yeah.
If you win, I'm too tired. I'm just kidding. So there was that.
So the Uber driver. Was that Cameron? Is he Uber
Cameron.
Driver?
Cameron.
He's the Uber driver.
Yeah.
And he was the one in the military.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why the fuck we got on that conversation. That's like, oh, you know what would be a funny podcast? Don't fucking steal my ideas, team. But recording Uber. Like, you know, like a taxi cab confessions.
Yeah.
But like just getting in the Uber and just recording. Just random people that you...
Yeah, I don't know. But there's, you know... What
legal ramifications?
Well, no, but, there, you know, we Ubered it, you know, downtown Long Beach that one time. And, you know, and the driver was like one-syllable words.
Oh, yeah. Some people are just boring in life, though.
Yeah.
You know.
So that'd be kind of tough.
But the last
you have to find the right ones.
I got in an Uber once. Actually, I was going to Long Beach Airport, and the guy had a fucking Tesla. And I was like, what is this? What? How often do you drive, bro? Or are you really lonely?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, because he's like, has this crazy probably engineering job at Boeing, and then on the weekends he's lonely and he wants to Uber.
Yeah. And meet women.
Well,
I
was not.
Sex with them in the backseat of the Tesla.
Oh. Jesus Chrysler, that's really profound. Duh.
Duh.
Huh. Then you would think that he would do the smart thing and opt only to pick up women. Oh, he did think it was just me.
Maybe that's his way of thinking he's dating.
Oh, man. God, that would be much more interesting than some of the other dates I've
been
on.
You need to find him again and go for another ride.
Yeah.
This is worthy of some investigation.
Oh.
You know, if you want to record something, you should have been recording that.
I don't want to record me in the backseat of a Tesla, Larry. I'm an adult.
Isn't this about the book? Isn't it about, you know, you just talk about having this, you know.
Oh, you mean like show. Record the conversation.
Yeah, record the conversation. Now, you know.
Get your head out of the gutter.
Really? My God.
I know.
It's insane that you film a porno, because I'm assuming you've already done that.
No, I would never. I would never. And whatever videos are out there of me, that's none of your goddamn business. And thank you to stay out of my personal
business. Oh, my God.
If they are out there, it's not with my consent. I'll have you know.
Yeah.
Copyright edit.
Oh, duh. We just have to keep giving our plugs for Beirut. You know, we go to Beirut in like a little over 2 months.
Yeah.
From now. We leave like the 23rd or 24th. Why am I talking to you about this? Because you won't remember. I'll have to like remind you the week before.
Please send me an invite. Send me an event break.
Send you an
invite. Yeah.
Hey, maybe if I schedule a pop-up restaurant at the airport.
Yeah, dude. No, send me like a calendar Evite and I'll be there for sure. I'll meet you there. Oh, maybe we should carpool to the airport.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh, yeah, because we both live in Long Beach and we
both...
Oh, Larry.
Yes, we can carpool or figure something out. I just get an email today that the flight changed. I think we're now leaving at 6:55 p.m. instead of 7:10 p.m.
You're going to have to get super fucking hammered and take a Xanax. I can't sit for that long. We fly into Germany.
Oh, shit.
How long are we in Germany?
Why did I... Well, I can change seats. I can. Oh, it probably costs money. Okay, I guess I'll be sitting with you while you're on.
Oh, Larry, don't worry. On flights, I'm real quiet.
Yeah, we go nonstop L.A. to Frankfurt.
Do we have time in Frankfurt?
Yes.
How much time?
We have quite a bit of time.
Like a day? Hours?
I don't know. It's hours. I'll have to double check, but I mean...
Like enough time to go outside and have a cigarette?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because we check our bag straight through.
You're checking a bag?
The fuck. Okay. I see where this is going. I'm not allowed to be bougie in Beirut, is what you're saying. You want to go up for me. You want me to not shower and wear the same
clothes. Well, no. I'm just saying we're only going for like 4 days.
I thought we were going for 10 days.
Did that to me last time. We're going for 4.
Don't judge me on this one time alone. Judge me every other time that I'm recording.
Oh my gosh. 4 fucking days. We're going for 4, like 5 days.
God, I need a manicure.
Well, you just picked all the nail polish off your fingers, for God's sake.
Well, I had to continue.
So I'll send you an e-bite or something to get you, you know, to remind you that, you know, it's when we're going and then that's what we're doing. And
yeah, that sounds great.
It's going to be, you know, it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating. We're going to have a lot to share with people. We'll probably be doing multiple we just can't do one. Maybe we'll have to do one like every day, just so we get all the experiences in.
And yeah,
then,
that's better.
And then dish them out to our massive following.
And also, I would suggest people following, subscribing to the podcast, because that way, that's helpful.
That's right. Yeah, and then they know.
Then you know.
But you know when they posted a new one. Like I said, there are some issues with iTunes. They go up onto iTunes, but trying to get the artwork to transfer into iTunes is a little bit sketchy. But they are there, and we're new to this, and so it's difficult. So if I email you, or if you find it on Facebook and subscribe to it, then you're gonna know. And you'll be able to get to them when we, you know, you'll know, be notified when we post.
And you're gonna want to subscribe.
Oh, you're gonna, yeah, absolutely.
Because why the fuck not?
Yeah, really, why would you?
It's like you could subscribe, but
we're
you don't even
have pleasure.
To. You don't even have to listen every day.
Yeah, really.
You could binge listen.
Yes.
Or not listen.
Yeah.
But just subscribe.
We are a guilty pleasure.
We are.
We're going to definitely.
I'm
guilty
of several things.
Yeah. Well.
Speaking of which.
Oh, look at the time.
Look at the time.
Oh, look at the time. Well, we've chatted here for a half hour.
Yeah.
And we've enlightened people.
We have.
We've made their lives and their day better.
Well, as long as I can get one person.
We're doing God's work here.
Yeah,
tell that to the Republican.
I did some God work last night.
Maybe again this afternoon.
A little bit this morning also.
Oh, my goodness.
I will say, on that note, fuck. On that note, I clap and I say, olay. And I say,
olay,
we bid you adieu.
Have a great life and giddy up.
Giddy up.